guys doing?
Sam, how are you?
I'm great. Feeling great. See the big smile on my face?
Were you hoping to get a little more work on your first day?
Say again?
Were you hoping to get a little more work or excitement on your first day?
Just a little more, but it was good. Some good work.
What's the mean to be on that?
Oh, man, it's just the next step, you know. I feel good that I'm off. I can finally, you know, get back out here with the guys on the field and just get back acquainted, you know, get back into the offense and, you know, slowly squeeze back in there. So I'm just excited I'm off and I can be around the guys and start interacting with these guys on the field.
What's the last 7.5 months been like for you?
Oh, man, it's been a true test, you know, and when they took me off today, you know, I just kind of reflect back to, you know, the day after surgery and just the process to get to where I'm at now. You know, it's been hard work, you know, not only from me, but from the staff, Eric Sugarman and his staff and the staff down in Houston, Russ Payne, and just, you know, a lot of prayers, you know, giving God this time, you know, and keeping my faith. That's really what has got me to this point, you know, so I'm just excited to be back, you know, with the guys and finally get rolling.
Let's test if this was just the next step. In your mind, do you feel like it's the next step, or where do you feel as far as are you all the way back now?
Yeah, you know, pretty much what it came to is, you know, I've done all I can do as far as training and working out and, you know, doing different drills. It was time to get back in the mix and start doing some football activities, you know, so, and that's the next step. You know, I'm feeling good. I feel like I'll be able to go out and, you know, and participate in everything, you know, but I'm going to let these guys do their job and, you know, I'm just going to go with the flow.
You're down to like the last 10% of this, but it's a pretty big 10% now, getting from being on the field for the first time to being game ready, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But like I say, I'm excited, man. I was like a kid in a candy store today, you know, when I came out here and they threw me out there, you know, with the first group, you know, just smiling. I had to kind of, you know, calm myself down. I was going a little too fast for a walkthrough in the beginning. But, you know, for me, man, this is so satisfying, man. You know, I had a lot of people doubt me. A lot of people say this, a lot of people say that. But, you know, I kept my faith and kept working hard. And, you know, now I'm back in the mix, so I can't complain.
Some people are still going to doubt you, though, until they see
you
out there.
You know, and that is what it is. My mindset won't ever change, so it doesn't matter what everyone else around, you know, think. You know, I'm just going to go out and do what I've been doing.
What was the conversation like when Les told you they're going to give you your way and let you be on the field?
It was something I was expecting. You know, we had a conversation previously. I didn't know exactly when, but I kind of had a time, you know, span I knew around what time. And, you know, so after that conversation, I just told him, hey, you know, I'm just going to do what I have to do on the side to make sure that I'm ready to get back, you know, with the guys whenever that time comes. And, you know, we kind of had a conversation before they left to go to St. Fran. And, you know, I've just been getting my mind right all weekend.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the game. And I feel like we did a good job. We got some good work, got some good stuff on film that we can correct. You know, Toby did a great job, you know, toting the ball. I think he had like 6 carries, 30 yards, something like that. And the offensive line, those guys did a good job. Christian, you know, guys played good. You know, it's the first preseason game, so, you know, you go in there, you knock the rust off, then you can sit back and see what you can correct and how you can get better offensively and defensively. So it was a pretty good show for them.
Finally feel like football today?
Say again?
Feel like football instead of just running around?
Did it feel like football?
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, we inside in here. You know, once I get out on the grass with my cleats on, these pads on, then it's going to feel like football to me.
When they told you 9 to 12 months of rehab time, how long did it take you to say, no, it's not going to be that for me?
Immediately. You know, in my mind, I was like, hey, I know it's not going to be 9 months, but, you know, I'm just going to control what I can control. And that's working my butt off every day I can and taking advantage of everything, even with the little rehab stuff that I did here in Minnesota and back in Houston, you know, really grinding and getting some good work out of it.
What was the most difficult part of the rehab process?
The most difficult part was strengthening my leg. I would say strengthening my leg and range of motion. You know, I really wanted to strangle Eric Sugarman a couple times, you know, going through the process of trying to get my range of motion back. You know, it was painful, but, you know, he helped me get through it. We got through it together. And, you know, just the process of strengthening my leg, you know, just looking at my right leg and seeing how massive it was and compared to the leg I had surgery on, you know, with that, fighting that, and just keeping my mind positive that, hey, you know, 5 months from now, you know, it's going to be a different story. 6 months from now, it's going to be a different story. So, yeah, I just kept pushing along the way through the process.
Are you targeting a third preseason game now?
Say again?
Are you targeting a third preseason game to play in now?
Yeah, hopefully I can get some snaps, you know, in the preseason. If not, you know, I feel like I'll be ready to roll either way, you know, so I'm going to see what call they make.
When you set that goal to come back for the season opener, did you think there was any chance you'd play, actually have a chance to play in the preseason?
In the preseason?
Yeah, I did.
You know, I knew that, you know, I could possibly, you know, I could be ready to roll in preseason now. Would they play me or not? I didn't really know the answer to that, you know, but I never doubted that I wouldn't be ready.
Adrian, you mentioned people doubting you through the process. I mean, how much skepticism or doubt did you sense from others, you know, throughout the last 8 months?
You sense it from people, you know, of course, just from, you know, the media and, you know, just even people you talk to, you know, and, you know, some family, not necessarily saying that they're doubting you, but just, they're not speaking the same words that I'm speaking. My vision is leading me to, you know, to see. They're not speaking the same thing. So with that, you know, I'm in disagreement with it, you know. And I know they love me and everything, but I'm in disagreement with it. So from that standpoint, you know, that's the way I look at it. But I didn't, you know, it doesn't matter. It, you know, I didn't let it affect me because I had my mind set on what I wanted to accomplish. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to take work, you know. Faith without work is dead, you know. So I had my faith in the right place, and I had my mind, my work ethic, my will in the right place, and I'm back.
Was Shook trying to hold you back sometimes when you were wanting to do a little too much?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had I probably feel like one. He probably felt like he was doing one of his kids. Like, don't, no, you can't do this, can't do that. But he know how I am. You know, he know that I'm always going to push myself to get better. I'm always trying to do extra. And that's in, you know, whatever I do. You know, but he did a good job of, you know, just talking to me, containing me, and just letting me know that, hey, slowly but surely, you know, you'll be able to get back to doing the things that you did before. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.